had a preview of the major new exhibition at the National Museum of Scotland and was shown round by Dr. Tacy Phillipson, who's the senior curator of modern science there. She explained that the exhibition covers 500 years of humans trying very hard to create robots which are in human form.
I'm Tacy Phillipson. I'm the Senior Curator of Science here at National Museum Scotland in Edinburgh.
And this is real science, modern style, but there's a huge number of old things in here. Tell me about some of the older exhibits.
Well, this exhibit looks at humans' really long-standing fascination with what are people and can we replicate it with technology. And people have been trying this for hundreds of years. So one of my favourite in this exhibition is a small cup carried by a woman. And this was a drinking game of the 17th century. You filled the cup up, you set it off down the table, and if it stopped in front of you, you drank. And you didn't know where it was going to stop. So it just shows both how much people haven't changed, but also how the technology and the materials available to make mechanical humans, replica humans, have changed.
One of the parts of the exhibition that I've noticed walking through is the prosthetic arm, and those are about 500 years old. They seem amazing.
They are absolutely amazing. It's a human problem that is continuous. What to do to repair and carry on living after those were probably battle injuries, and it was probably a collaboration between an armour maker and possibly a locksmith who built these. And
it's quite fascinating really that people were able to make those things with what must have been fairly rudimentary tools.
The whole exhibition is fascinating of what people have been able to make with different tools, different technologies. From iron through to silicon.
First of all, about the baby behind you.
The baby behind me is, I find, slightly creepy, but really illustrates how very, very human-looking these robots and babies, humanoids, can be made.
When does that date from?
This one is modern, current. They're mainly made for the film industry, because sometimes filming and taking care of a live baby on set, you don't want to. So they have these, which...
It is slightly creepy, I think, things. So here we are in the National Museum of Scotland, but you have a whole section which is devoted to Edinburgh.
We worked with the Edinburgh Centre of Robotics to look at what the cutting-edge research they're doing, and particularly looking at walking robots and how very, very hard it is to walk on two legs. We focused in on the NASA Valkyrie robot, which is the only one outside the USA, one of the most advanced humanoid robots in the world. And it's busy for research, so we couldn't have it physically in the exhibition, but we actually have a huge opportunity to explore it digitally and its capabilities.
What can that robot do?
This robot, the NASA Valkyrie robot, is part of a research project. They're hoping to send it to Mars, or its descendants, to actually get habitats ready for humans before human astronauts arrive.
Robots is on at National Museum of Scotland, Chambers Street, from Friday 18th January to Sunday 5th May 2019. You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.